Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
Not all the votes across America have been counted as of yet, but a little after midnight Central Time, several news organizations, including Fox News, declared Wisconsin for President Donald Trump, and that pushed him over the top with 277 Electoral College votes, enough to make him the next president, the 47th president of the United States. A couple of hours later, more news organizations have agreed with Fox and others, saying that Wisconsin is indeed in President Trump's column. That puts him over that 270 mark to make him the 47th president of these United States. Meanwhile, it looks like the Republicans, the GOP, will have the majority in the U.S. Senate, at least 51, more like probably 53 or 54 seats when it's all said and done, according to the votes that have been counted to this point. Neither one of the Oklahoma senators were up for re-election this go-round, James Lankford and Marquay Mullen, but they both got a promotion as they'll be moving into the majority of the U.S. Senate in 2025. Four of the five Oklahoma congressmen won easily on Tuesday evening: Stephanie Bice, Tom Cole, Josh Brkeen, and Kevin Hearn. The fifth, Frank Lucas, had already won his race back in June in the primaries. Meanwhile, a couple of measures that were attacking animal agriculture went down to defeat in Denver. The measure that would have banned the only slaughterhouse in the city limits of Denver, Superior Farms, a sheep operation, saw two-thirds of voters in Denver voting against that proposition. Meanwhile, a measure out in Sonoma County, California, that would have banned large animal operations failed as well, 85% of citizens in that county saying no. Now, there's still work to do here in 2024 with the existing Congress and administration. The so-called lame duck session will start next week. And lobbyist and consultant Tom Sell says that agriculture's got a big wish list, including the need for either a new farm bill or, at the very least, an extension of current policy.
And then the question goes to, well, is it just a clean extension or is it an extension plus? You know, is it an extension plus like the Kelly bill, which would address the economic losses for 24? Might that be extended to 25? Maybe just those economic provisions would be extended, you know, for the next 5 years. There's a lot of different ways that even the term extension could be molded and shaped in a way that would be more favorable to farmers.
Tom Sell adding that Congress needs to add some disaster assistance for 2023-2024 as well in the lame duck. You've got Farm News on Ron. It's the inaugural fall production sale for Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company, happening this Saturday, November 9, 12:30 p.m. at the Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company Sale Facility, Earlsboro, Oklahoma. Over 360 head will be offered, bulls and females, and over 200 3- and 4-year-old spring calving commercial cows. Sell videos and the catalog available at mcsauction.com. Call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company sale, November 9th. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.